You're listening to Turn Zero Lists, a Legion 99 production presented by 6UP Supply. Hello, loyal Legion 99 listeners. Welcome to another episode of Turn Zero Lists, brought to you by 6UP Supply. I'm your host, Keegan, and I'm joined this week by Josh of Turn Zero and the Legion Discord admin team for a separatist list. Josh, you're back on CES. What's your brack? What brought you back?
Well, Nick finally got off of them this week, so I jumped on the opportunity to play.
Very nice, very nice. I think you answered my question of who gets CIS or GAR first, and Nick got stuck with GAR. So awesome. So you're back. This is what I've known you mostly for, although I know you jump around the factions a bit. What's the basic concept you started with this week?
So actually, kind of a new take on things. What I'm doing this week isn't a well-thought-out, planned-out list. It is a list that all of us end up running once in our lifetimes. I did it in this Invader League when I played a Gav out of nowhere. It is the last-minute list that you build because you think it's going to beat the meta or do something that you know it's not going to do. Sure. But it's one of the last-minute thrown-together lists.
Nice, nice.
That... I don't know where it came from.
Well, I'm not even going to bother asking you the process questions I ask other folks. So let's dive right in. What's the basis of it?
So it's going to start off with being mostly a defensive list. And it's a lot of short range guns with CIS, which can put you in a lot of trouble. But let's go ahead and go through each unit. My commander is going to be the T-Series Tactical Droid. He does not have anything on him. I do have room for aggressive tactics, but I'm running at 785 points with 10 activations. Mm-hmm. So I did not put it on him, even though I have room, because I want to play this list defensively.
Gotcha.
Next, of course, I have to bring a Jedi with CIS. I don't think a CIS list is worth playing without lightsabers in it, or maybe double tanks. But I have Maul here with Force Push, Saber Throw, Offensive Push, and Tenacity. Mm-hmm. I've been playing a lot of B2 battle droids recently, so I have four course units. Two of them are B2 battle droids, both with the HA Trooper and both with T-Series Tactical Droids. Okay. I have two B1 units, both of them with the E5S, because I have no aggressive tactics, so I need something to turn at least one of those surges to something useful. Maul's probe droids backing him up, and then a single BX series strike team with both offensive push and the sniper. And finally, to round out the list, this is where things got kind of messy. I am a terrible stat player. It's just, I think we talked in our last list building episode, I'm defensive by nature. Staffs are very aggressive, and when I play them that way, they just die. And when I play them defensively, they don't do anything. So I have two droidicas, just naked with nothing else on them.
Nice.
The reason why I went with 785 points with this is for a bid. I want to play it defensively. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of players with droidicas like to put three of them on the board, put them in wheel mode, try to flank with them. But there are some issues with doing that. One is activation control. Their major downside is they have none.
Right.
And they can be timing neutral if you play them defensively. But if you're putting them in an aggressive position, you want to have orders on them, and you're spending too many points to get orders on them. AI attack, I don't think is too bad when they're playing in the defensive position. But if you're playing them aggressively, it doesn't work out too well. So that's why I only have two of them, and to stay nearby. Three of them really muddies up the board, as you and I have seen in some of our past games.
Yep.
And
yep.
It's just too difficult to move around with three of them.
As you mentioned, our past games, when I saw droidicas on your list tonight, I was actually surprised because you did not have nice things to say about them last time I saw them on the table.
Well, last time I had three, and that was a mess, and I, even though I played them defensively, I still don't think I really wrapped my head around what to do with them. So I want to start practicing with them because, maybe at one point they're going to get a buff.
Yeah.
Isn't that the Keegan way?
That's exactly. Practice something in hard mode for a year, and then it comes into normal meta.
And then play more hard units.
Yeah, then abandon that and let other people play Jhin and Cassian. Awesome. All right, 10 activations, 15-point bid. One of the few 4-core only CIS lists that we're seeing out there, but that's to get these droidekas in there, get that good practice. I like it. Looking at the command cards, did you have any interesting trade-offs among the generics? Did you bring all of Maul's cards? What'd you do here?
I brought in all of Maul's cards. I'm bidding 15 for blue, so I think I have to have Phantom Menace in there. Yep. And, of course, you need Dual Fates in at last. I put Ambush instead of Mechanized Incursion, even though I can get out 8 order tokens with Mechanized Incursion. The problem is one of those tokens is not going to be on Maul. And so there will be a droidica and Maul in the bag, and I'm not too excited about having to have Maul in the bag. So I have Ambush instead.
Okay.
Orbital Strike, as I have some suppressive guns in here, and Orbital Strike also has suppressive. It seems like it's a match made in heaven, but then again, it's also only for heavy, the heavy rank and also commander rank. So again, that's another Maul without a token.
Yep.
Now in saying that, my other 3 pip kind of goes against that, but I do have a reason for it. I brought Roger instead of Assault. A lot of times with CIS, I found I'm only playing the 3 pip if I not so much for the order tokens, but for the effect. Assault is great getting the order token on Maul, but I don't, at that point, for the 3 pip, I'm just going to be playing standing orders.
Sure.
So I think it's better to hold, to put Roger in there to get those dodges on some of my droid troopers in the event that Maul dies. So it's just something I hold, and if I want to play it, it's there. So
I like it. Yeah, that's a good thoughtful list. You mentioned Phantom Menace being important as blue player. Are you planning on divulging that, or what's your thinking around that card?
It is situational whether I divulge it or not, but you'll see in my battle deck, it's probably best if I divulge it every time because I don't have advanced positions in there. So I'm probably divulging it whether I infiltrate him or not. It's probably being divulged.
Makes sense. Great lead into the battle deck. When you're looking at these battle cards, what are the absolute includes for this list?
So I'm not quite sure what this list does yet. So.
Sure.
So I think there are some that were auto includes, and then there are in each objective deployment and condition, there's one of them that I'm unsure on. So for the objectives, I think key positions is an auto include, and same with intercept the transmissions, because that's a fight over the center. It doesn't require me to get my troops, since I have a lot of short range guns. It doesn't require me to get them in a position to do something that's across the board. I don't have to move very far to get there. Same thing is why I also chose recover the supplies. I found that recover the supplies can be a trap for those fast units, especially if you have some units that get in the center and can just really lock down that box. So I've also found in a lot of those games, it's a fight over the center as well.
Makes sense.
The last one is the one I'm unsure on. I went with Hostage Exchange, which is interesting because this list is already weak against clones, and that's even makes me even weaker against clones. But sabotage and moisture
vat. One variety of clones especially.
Sab can be difficult because I don't have a lot of range. I do have 3 guns that go range 4 and beyond. So I didn't choose that, even though I feel like that's probably the right choice in my head. It's, I don't know. It seems difficult to have to spread the army a little bit for Sab and really have to keep pushing people back. And that's not what I'm wanting to do. Payloads requiring me to move a lot. That could also be one that goes in there, but breakthrough and bombing run are definitely out.
Absolutely. So, makes sense.
Unsure on that last one, but who knows?
Yeah. Well, we like to talk about what are the absolute includes and what are the absolute don't includes, just to help give a good idea. And I think you covered, especially with your emphasis on a defensive list, why these are in there. Talk to me about your deployments and conditions, though. What from your mindset are definite includes for this list?
I think rollout is definitely in there because that does allow me to put the, since the Droidicas do have that ground vehicle keyword, I am able to place them within range one of the deployment zone.
Oh, yeah.
Hemmed in is also a great one because it allows Maul to start close, my B2s and the Deacons to start close as well. Yeah. I did major offensive just because it was the last one in. And the other one is going to be a little bit surprising based on everything I've said. Long March.
Okay.
You would think advanced position should be one of the ones I put in, but I have the 2-pip for Maul, and I can infiltrate him anywhere on the board, so I'm not too concerned about using recon in or getting that scout one with him. Mm-hmm. And I also have hostage exchange in the deck, and the worst thing I could possibly do is give Rex that scouting party 3. which is why I left out advanced positions. I don't know if it's the right call, but my Droidicas also don't get to take advantage of it, so that's why I left. That's why I left it out as well. Danger close, battle lines in disarray, great ones for R2, bad ones for people that don't like to move. So
makes sense. Cool. All right, and did we talk about conditions yet?
No, conditions actually probably the easiest for me to choose out of everything. I think limited viz is an auto include. Mm-hmm. War Weary, I think, is also an auto-clued. I have two suppressive guns here, and my only two units that really care about suppression, or War Weary, should I say, are going to be the B1s, and they're not going to be too far from the commander anyway. No, rapid reinforcements, I think, is great with B2s, especially once the tactical droid came out. I can drop them out there by themselves and be at range 2 of my opponent. Yeah, that's great. And fortified positions, again, that's just great for being defensive. I considered putting supply drop in there over War Weary because I can take both advantage of Arc Welder and the back to tanks.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a lot of units that like to walk around and pick up things.
Sure.
So I think it would actually be more of an advantage for my opponent than me. So that's why I left it out.
That's fair. I like that. Awesome. Okay, so we've got a 10 activation T-Series and Maul list, 4 core, 2 B1s, 2 B2s, and the Maul's droids with the single strike team and 2 Droidekas. When you're setting up for that first round at a store tournament, what are you hoping that you get paired against?
Probably Rebel or Imperial gun lines that have Courage 1 troopers.
Sure. Yep, makes sense.
Now, is anyone playing that? Probably not, but...
I think any Rebel Imperial gunline is stuck with Courage 1 for troopers, but the 3 naked Storms or Rebel troopers is probably the only thing that it doesn't matter as much against.
Not so much. All right,
and what are you really dreading? What's going to get inside the lines of this list?
Well, I think everyone, even including clone players, are not wanting to play against clones, so clones. I don't really care for armor too much. I have Saber Throw and Blast. So I think I can handle some armorless, but T-47, I actually really don't want to see. My blast kind of isn't great against them. And I don't really want to see speeders at all.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. All right. Fun list wrap up. Good luck as you start experimenting with this. I like the getting back on the horse of the Droidekas and seeing what you got. You ready for the lightning round?
Let's do it.
All right. Before Legion, what was your biggest hobby game or obsession?
Destiny. Star Wars Destiny, ooh, should I say. Okay. I played a lot of that. It kind of absorbed my entire life until my daughter was born. Then I really scaled back on it. And I'm happy I did because Legion is much cheaper and still exists.
That's two positives. all right. We've talked before that I think you did mostly RPQs before the pandemic hit, but what's your favorite activity besides playing Legion at these kind of events?
I just like being able to see everyone there, getting to meet people that I've never met before, things like that, or people I've only talked to on the internet. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. So it's like I knew all these people for so long, but I've never seen their face.
I like that, dude. I've been pleasantly surprised at the Legion community, how meeting people on the internet and then meeting them in real life doesn't disappoint nearly as much as the stereotype would imply. all right, what's the most obscure piece of Star Wars trivia that you know?
This actually came from... did you ever have the Star Wars Trivial Pursuit game? the one in the gold box? Okay.
I'm sure I did, but I definitely don't remember where you're going. So
my wife and I were playing and she had a question. She said, which was the character that sat left of, who was it? Moff Tarkin in the Imperial Conference Room. And okay. I was like, that's General Tag. And this is Admiral Modi. And this is, Wolf Yularen, and this is Chief Bast and Chief Cass and Admiral Ramadi and Admiral I forgot his name. I forgot the last one. Oh no, I'm failing. It's Modok or Morok, something like that.
Okay.
So anyways, I was able to name everyone in the conference room.
That is fantastic. And even dropping one on the cast
Moloch. Here today, Moloch right now. That's what it is.
I think you far surpassed and won overall the answers to this question over the last few weeks. Because I definitely didn't have that one. Awesome. Real life events coming back. What's the next big one that you're going to be going to?
I'm planning on going to Lone Star Open.
Awesome.
With this, I think that's an frontline gaming event. Mm-hmm. We'll see. It's in Dallas. That's only about a 3-hour drive for me, so I'm hoping to be there.
Great. I've seen some good energy already talking about that one. So that'll be a great one.
Maybe Dika's take that tournament.
There you go. That's right. just in case your Dika's lose you the first two games, what are you drinking the last two games? Because you're not going to win.
So similar in the same vein as Tony. I don't want to. I paid for this event. Other people paid for this event. I want to bring some level of competition, so I'm probably still drinking water at this point.
Makes sense.
I don't want to ruin someone else's day just because I was having a bad one.
that's a lot more generous of you than your answer to the question about drinks are for winners a couple months ago. All right, and the big one: you have to give up complaining about one thing for the rest of your Legion career. Do you choose A, your faction, B, your dice, or C, strength of schedule, margin of victory?
Man, I don't even know how to answer this. Turn zero is actually kind of born out of giving up the idea of that dice don't control everything. They're only they're a large aspect of the game, but they're only one minor variable. So I can't say I can give up on that because I think by making turn zero, I had to commit doing that. I have to give up on strength of schedule and MOV because no matter what, I've been screwed by both. So it doesn't matter if I get MOV, then I'm going to get screwed by it. If I get strength of schedule, I'll get screwed by it. So no point in complaining.
That's fair. Makes sense. All right. Thank you, Josh. Another great CIS list. Can't wait to see how that turns out. And great answer to the lightning round.
0-2.
For all of our listeners, subscribe to the Legion 99 feed on your favorite podcast app for a unique list every week. Join us at the end of the month for our video episode featuring some great head-to-head Turn Zeros, and thank you for listening.